We've talked a lot on the show about wet and dry macular degeneration. This is an age-related sight condition which gives you blind spots. You gradually deteriorate, and then in many cases you can become completely blind. We've often talked about it in the context of this drug Lucentis that is approved for use on the NHS, but often listeners have not been able to get on the NHS because of the cost of it. There's a new way of dealing with this now. It's pretty expensive, but it is happening here in Reading. First time in the UK that you can have an operation to deal with age-related macular degeneration. We're going to talk to Ahmed Alamir, who's a consultant ophthalmologist at the Spine Dunedin Hospital in Reading, who's here. Good morning, Ahmed.
Good morning.
How does this work then? This is real space age stuff. Explain how this operation helps.
Well, macular degeneration, end-stage macular degeneration, affects the film of the eye. If you use the analogy of a camera, and the retina is completely damaged, so it's not registering the image to the back of the eye. And one way of getting around that, and it's something we've been working on for the last decade, is to try and use a telescope to magnify the view to utilize the part of the retina which is actually in better health. So the analogy best to understand that is the handheld magnifier that some patients can use. But if we can miniaturize it and implant it into the eye, the image is much more accessible to the eye for the eye to use.
So this thing you literally embed into the eye is what, made of plastic?
Well, it's actually made out of ground glass, and it's made out of more than 20 components, handmade, and it's quite a large implant compared to normal lens implants.
How big?
It's about the size of a pea. And for the eye, that's quite sizable.
Yeah, sure. And it's literally in your eye.
Correct.
And I guess your brain has to get used to it. I mean, sort of operating with it. But then, if someone with, I've always had sight problems myself, your brain's remarkably adaptable to, you know, coping with the image messages it's getting from your eye.
Correct. The brain is very good at doing that. And one of the things we do before even considering such treatment is to use a simulator before surgery is embarked upon. And the simulator gives an idea whether that patient is a good candidate for being able to adapt before, obviously, the surgery is carried out.
Gotcha. Now, I mean, no one will be surprised listening to this. This is new surgery from America. First time it's happened here, you did it. It costs $20,000, doesn't it? And it's not available on the NHS. You can only get it at some private hospitals, so it's not accessible to many people. But if you've got $20,000 in the bank to get your sight back, that'll be $20,000 well spent, I guess.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's hard to put a price on vision and being independent and enjoying things like reading and watching television. So it is something that is expensive at the moment, and it is what it is, in the sense that we are able to get vision back for a lot of patients who are at home registered blind, who are very much dependent on other carers and support.
It must be the most intricate thing to do surgery on the eye.
Yes, and it requires a lot of patience. It requires a lot of hand-eye coordination, and excuse the pun, but it does take a lot of time to get that skill to be delivered to patients.
Well, very interesting to hear about it. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Ahmed.
Many thanks.
BBC Radio Berkshire's Andrew Peach Show, Tuesday morning, 7:31 now. BBC.